Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, folks. I am a real fan of my next guest web show, Hot Ones, where he interviews celebrities while they eat ridiculously spicy chicken wings. Tonight, I enter the belly of the beast. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Evans. Sean, just a little quick. I'll do this quickly because we don't have much time here, and we got a lot of pain to go through. Mm-hmm. I love your show, Hot Ones, and what you do on the show is you put your guests off balance, I believe, in a really interesting way by giving them increasingly spicy food, and it breaks down their inhibitions, and you get great answers out of people.
Right.
You got great research, and you're a great interviewer yourself. So I'm going to hand this over to you. Explain what we're about to do to the people out there. I already know. And then let's bring the hurt.
Thank you so much. I don't deserve that. That means the world to me. But here's what we're doing. So we have sort of an abbreviated version. Usually we do 10 wings. Today we're doing 4. Mm-hmm. And then the sauces are ordered by the Scoville scale, which is a measure of capsaicin concentration. So the higher the Scoville level, the hotter the sauce. Probably around like 1,000 or so. But today, like Valentina, for example, around 2,000 Scoville, will end with Blair's Mega Death Sauce with Liquid Rage. 550,000 Scoville, 110 times hotter than a jalapeno.
110 times hotter than a jalapeno.
It's really a steep climb here today, Steve.
Okay. And we're doing it in only 4, so yeah, it is a very steep grade.
Very, very okay. much so. All right, so the first one, though, Valentina, should be a
Cheers.
Free throw. Cheers.
Mmm. Nice. Sweet.
A little something.
Not bad. Warm. Mmm.
That's a change. That's a departure from ours.
That's nice. Slight campfire quality to it.
There it is.
That's good.
All right, so besides being handsome talk show hosts, you and I share something else in common in that we both spent a lot of time in both Chicago and New York City. New York slice versus deep dish.
Okay, totally different experiences. I like the crispness of a New York slice. That's pizza, okay? Chicago deep dish is a baby pool filled with sauce and cheese. It has its place. But when I go to, like, you know, Giordano's or Lou Malnati's, I want to bring a snorkel because I'm going straight in.
There it is.
All right. Shall we move on? What's this?
Let's heat things up a little bit then. This is the Hot One sauce. I'm coming to you from the Hot One show.
First
so we have
feast,
our own
yeah.
sauce. I hope
Fiery
you like it.
Fiery Chipotle.
Fiery Chipotle.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's really tasty.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm blown away.
What's my capsaicin level in this?
About 15,600. We're still in kind of a
So this is like 7 times more powerful than that?
Yeah, on the next one, we really start going crazy.
No, I bit my inner cheek really badly yesterday. Is that going to be a problem?
I would just say it's just a hurdle you have to overcome, Stephen. I think you can do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. This is warming up a little. This is warming up a little bit. That's got a little of a delayed kick to it.
It might be warm in your mouth, but this is my first time in the Ed Sullivan Theater, and it really is as cold as everybody says it is.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone were to
weather.
Start a small fire to warm themselves up, but it turned into a burning inferno, what would be the one thing you need to keep, the one thing that you need to save before the theater burned down?
What would I save from here?
Yeah, the one thing.
These people.
play into the audience.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
All right, so the next one is...
Okay.
Da Bomb. Da Bomb.
Is this?
Beyond okay, Insanity.
Let me... Da Bomb Beyond Insanity. Okay. Wow, this is what Kim Jong-un is arming his missiles
right.
with, actually.
Right, we're all doomed.
Okay,
and then this
is, what is this?
135,000 Scoville, so here's oh, where,
wow.
we crank it.
All right.
You know, right away.
That's not fooling around.
Very smoky.
Yeah. This feeling I have in my mouth right now is what I was afraid of from the beginning of this. Ugh. Oh, damn it. Oh. Oh, man.
So
is this common? My fillings are on fire.
It's all the hot ones
What's
experience.
What's this? What is this?
Milk. It might help you out a little bit, probably not a ton. But, Steven, I know that you're a huge... Lord of the Rings fanatic.
Yeah.
If you
yeah,
ever found
like
yourself
Lord of the Rings.
In possession of the one
threw,
ring,
if you
to
threw
rule them
the
all.
One ring into this, it would melt.
Take a lap. Take a lap.
Oh, man.
Steven?
Oh.
Steven?
Oh. Oh.
So the ring won't save you now. We have one more hot sauce to go,
oh.
one more vegan nugget, and you're probably wondering why I'm shaking up this bottle.
Mm.
This is Blair's Mega Death Sauce with Liquid Rage. It's tradition to put a little extra dab on the last one.
Give me it. Give me it. Give me.
You don't have to if you don't want
I
to.
I have to.
Dab. 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 Dab.
Hold on.
Steven, 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 Steven. All right, Steven, cheers.
Oh. Oh.
Get it, get it, get it. So, Steven.
Yes.
You've been
ask
very
me a question.
Vocal. You've been very vocal about your faith and Catholicism over the years. So
yes, I
have
tried.
To know. What do you think hell is actually like? And do you think that it might involve death sauce with liquid rage?
It would be a bottle of that and none of this available, I think. Oh my God. Hell. Hell is the absence of God's love. Oh. And I want to ask God whatever I did to deserve this, please forgive me. Okay. Oh. Ah. Oh my God. Sean, thank you. You can see new episodes of Hot Ones on Thursdays at First Week Peace website. Sean Evers, everybody, we're back.
Coming up, Graham Norton.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Next guest tonight does what I do, but with a charming accent. Please welcome the host of The Graham Norton Show, Mr. Graham Norton.
Wow.
Did they
all Google me before I came out? they seem to know who I am.
We handed out pamphlets explaining.
Info sheets.
Everybody knows. We watch you online.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Lovely to see you.
I admire your show, your skill, but I also admire the fact that on your television you can wear colorful things. You look lovely. You look lovely.
I'm afraid I bought myself.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. This is model's own. Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know where I got my glasses.
You look sharp, though.
So do you. The last time you were here, you said one of the differences between shows over in England and shows here, your show and my show, is that you get your guests boozed up.
Well, not boozed up. We offer them a drink. Like, is this still water?
It is, but...
Because...
We have something for you. If you want.
That's a welcome.
I don't mean to...
Well, don't know. I'd love some.
This is some of that.
Have you got ice, or are we like animals?
No.
Oh, we have
animals.
Ice. Oh, yeah.
No, I have one cube of ice. One cube of ice will be very European.
Okay, nice.
Right there.
Are you rationing ice now?
Oh, no, I just don't want to freak you out by having more than one ice cube in your glass.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm from
lime,
the UK.
You like the lime? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
What is this?
What is that?
Ice.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's what sank the Titanic. Yeah, uh-huh.
You should steer clear.
There you go.
Ooh.
Oh, here we go. To talking for a living.
Yes, thank you very much. It's...
That is tasty.
That is so tasty. Smooth. Mm-hmm. It is weird, though, that two talk show hosts shouldn't really meet. This is like dogs sniffing around each other, isn't it? It's just like...
Yes.
It's kind of wrong.
You smell delightful, I must say.
So do you. Exactly.
Promise not to hump your leg. Now, you live in the UK.
I do.
Can you explain what the hell is going on over there? Because we've all been watching, like, Questions of the Prime Minister. We've all been watching Parliament for the last few days. It's absolute chaos.
It's nuts, isn't it? Because you don't normally see that. You don't normally see the inside of Parliament.
Yes.
Where it is just bedlam. Absolute bedlam.
Yes.
But I think, in a sweet way, it's as if the United Kingdom was embarrassed for America. felt like you're all alone out in the world stage. So we found our own angry Cabbage Patch Kid and made him the leader. It's incredible. It's like, you know, the G7, suddenly you felt like Donna's a friend. You know, they could hang out together. It was like a play date.
Boris Johnson looks like such a cheap knockoff of Donald Trump that he looks like someone in Times Square pretending to be Donald Trump.
Yes.
You have your photo with.
Yeah.
Out there.
Like, how is he... I wouldn't trust him to water my plants when I was away. Mm-hmm. But somehow he is the Prime Minister.
Now, explain this to me. He lost his majority.
I so can't explain anything.
But wait, but you can explain anything about how your government works because parliamentary system, the Prime Minister is the leader of the majority in Parliament.
Yes.
But he lost his majority 2 days ago. Why is he still the Prime Minister?
Well, because what he cleverly did was he said, if anyone votes against me in my party, I will fire you.
So kick you out of the party.
Yeah. So they did vote against him, so he fired them. But as he fires them, his majority gets less and less and less. So it's like he just it's like he's drilling holes in his own ship out of spite.
Sure.
I'll show you. Mm-hmm. Look, there's a word called prorogue. He, you know, prorogued the parliament.
Delicious.
Which is like shutting down the
sour
parliament.
Sour cream, a little applesauce.
No one had heard this word before.
Prorogue.
I think that's the word. Maybe
he went
not
to the Queen
word.
And said, can I prorogue?
Yeah, and you feel like even the Queen didn't know that word. She was like, one should prorogue? Is that the one with the finger? I don't, like... I've got to go back.
I didn't know there was anything that she actually could do legally. I thought she was just a very nice tourist trap.
She is a nice tourist trap. And if she had to say yes, she couldn't.
She can't say no.
She can't say no. That queen.
Now you've got your second novel. It's called A Keeper.
Yeah.
Where do you find the time? You do a talk show. Where do you find the time to actually write a novel at the same time?
Because sometimes I'm surprised that I have. But actually, what it is this is my hobby. This isn't my job. I'm not a novelist.
Things you like more about this than actually doing a talk show?
Well, there's the thing. Well, you know this, that in anything we do, there has to be a meeting. Nothing.
Sure.
You decide very little.
Exactly. Until the last minute.
Yes, until now. So it's just that this is a solitary occupation, and I love that. I love being in a room by myself in the world with these characters. The books are set in Ireland, and, I spend my summers there, and so it's quite nice to be in London, in my office, and going back to Ireland in my head.
Pretending?
Yeah. It's lovely.
This helps, too.
Oh, cheers. Doesn't it, though? Cheers.
Well, A Keeper is available now. Graham Norton, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.